I dug through the ditches up there. And actually, this is good. You're going to like this. On the flight back, I sat next to a severely autistic man.
What?
Yeah. He was wild. He's Arabic.
Yeah.
Autistic man. That was like, as he was coming down the aisle, he was like, I heard him yell. He's like, somebody's in my seat. I was like, holy shit, who is this? It was so loud I could hear it over my music. And he was at the front of the plane, took it out to watch him. I was the guy in the seat. And he was like, excuse me, you're in seat B. I am in seat B. And I was like, I think it's, and the guy in front of me was like, no, that's B. And I was like, all right. I was like, do you want to just sit there? And he's like, I can't, my luggage. I was like, all right, I'll move. I'll move. It's not a big deal. And I sat there the whole flight, dude. This guy was screaming.
What?
He got a sandwich. He was like, it's frozen. And the stewardess was like, it can't be frozen. I know it's not frozen. He's like, my sandwich is frozen. And she was like, everybody else ate their sandwich and it wasn't a big deal. He's like, maybe they ate frozen sandwiches. It was crazy.
He's an absolute hero.
He was a hero, but he was having fun. He was excited. Oh my God. Dude, he spent 45 minutes easily just up in the front with the stewardesses talking about planes and shit.
Jesus Christ.
And then he came back and sat next to me and turned on his fucking light. And it was first class, dude. You know me. You know me and the autistic dudes fly first. Yeah. He had a spotlight on his fucking laptop for no reason. I was fuming.
Fuck, dude.
And then he was screaming, dude. Screaming the whole flight.
Dude, I saw the ultimate fat battle on a flight not too long ago.
Whoa.
It was this lady was questionably should have paid an extra ticket in front of this other guy who was also a large dude.
Yes. You witnessed the battle I had that one time.
Dude, this was another level. I'm pretty sure the dude was banded up too. I think he had braces on. So the guy, he had like arm braces and he's sitting in the back.
Wait, what?
There was a fucking like seriously
what
hefty
do you mean
lady.
Arm braces?
Like wrist. He had like the rollerblade pad.
Oh.
So he had at least one wrist.
He had his bowling, yeah.
Yeah, bowling gear.
Yeah.
So he said like, you know, travel in case you're flying, you need to keep the wrist on good. So he's sitting there, he's geared up. A lady goes to try to put her seat back and he just goes, that might have been what the braces were for. Hits her with the fucking power fists. And dude. This lady's rocking him, trying to get back. Dude, he was like the whole entire flight. It was a 2.5 hour flight. He had one hand. He'd put his knee up. He would constantly switch, and he'd read a book with his other hand. And she would every now and again go like this, and he would just go.
And his oh my God!
Double fist, dude. It was the best shit I've ever seen.
I have engaged in this battle, not that hard though.
I'll
put a knee as hard as I can into the seat.
He held it, dude.
Occasionally,
she
just
never
to give
got
him a
back.
Fucking...
She never reclined. He held the wall.
That's
incredible. The whole flight, dude. And he would just go reading a book, switch hands, and then he would kind of loosen up and it would start to come back and it would just go, bam.
Oh, dude.
Held it the whole time.
This That's exciting
a big
to watch.
Dog, too.
That's fun
dude.
To watch.
Dude, he was right next to us.
A big dog, a big female dog like that, she would not like that.
Oh, dude, she was furious.
They hate any inconvenience. Big
she,
fat
she
one.
She probably couldn't breathe.
She probably couldn't breathe.
She probably had to recline to breathe.
Yeah, hunched forward.
Yeah, dude. That's right on your diaphragm.
And then bro holding the line, dude. No chance.
It was so fucking
perfect
funny.
Pass protect, by the way.
Oh, it was insane.
That's no lineman.
It was insane, dude. She never broke 90 degrees. He wouldn't give her an inch.
That's what
like,
it's
he
about,
give,
dude.
They did come back.
It's a line of scrimmage. She was a nose guard. You saw a nose tackle versus a fucking classic tackle.
Dude. And he would hit so fucking hard. Can we pause real quick? I forgot I ordered food. I'm so sorry.
You ordered more food?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I ordered food for the homestead.
But your body makes me crazy. Ugh.
Yeah, we're on.
Sick.
Hilarious.
What are we talking about? Dude, the guy holding the line.
We're talking about the flight. Yeah.
Sorry,
sorry about that, by the way.
Oklahoma drilled with a fat lady on a plane. That's fucking sick.
Wouldn't stop.
One on one.
He was even like holding his own next to the person next to him. He was like keeping airspace to the right, making sure he didn't get invaded to the armrest. He was fighting on two fronts.
Yeah, he's like
the northern. He was on the northern and the eastern front.
Yes,
fighting two battles simultaneously.
It's crazy.
While reading a book, he was fighting leg space to this way, and then being like, "It was unbelievable."
I mean, I respect it. I get on there, and I that's all I think about.
Some dude, some guys pay for first class. Some guys earn it.
True. First class isn't given, dude. It's earned.
It's earned,
and
dude.
That guy earned it.
He turned coach into Comfort Plus, dude.
Yeah, really? He's like, I want just Comfort Plus, $100. I got that. I'll save $100 and just create space, dude. It's nice to do that. You got to create space with the defender.
Dude, so you went to Went to a rave.
Shout out to the EC twins, dude.
Damn.
EC twins all day.
Dude, being in the age of internet, twins are like an automatic ticket to success. Island boys.
The Island Boys.
There was those two white guys that were like twin.
Those two black Republican twins. Oh shit.
Yeah. Those guys. If you're a twin, you're gonna crush.
Oh my god.
Probably gonna make at least $500,000 a year if you just start anything online. But hey, we're twins.
They were the EC
think.
Twins. They were talking to me because they're fans of the podcast and they were talking about how they're road dogs.
Oh,
they're not like world famous DJs. They get big gigs sometimes, but they're like, we're similar like to comics. Like
that
we got a
big gig.
That was a good gig. It looked great in that video.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like a huge rave.
Gotcha.
But they went hard, dude. They put on a show.
Yeah. And they're working to please a lot of babes. That's babe paradise, dude. Just what you showed me of like, ba, 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 ba.
Dude, I got there. I didn't know they were in town. They didn't know I was in town, but they were driving to their venue, which happened to be right around the corner.
Yeah.
And they were like, they're from Manchester, so it's hilarious. They like started, they filmed the line outside of my show and they're like, is this for you? For fucking Shane Gillis? Oh, Shane, come to our show, mate. After that, I was like, yeah, come to mine. So they came to my show first. And it was funny. I could see him in the back. Like, you know how you can't see anybody? I could see their two cowboy hats at the silhouette. I was like, that has to be the DJs.
Holy fuck.
But then we went over after and the rave had already started.
Sick.
So I get in there and they brought me onto the DJ stand and we're like, this is the best fucking comedian in the world, Shane Gillis. And it's just a bunch of 22-year-old girls that were like, woo! they had no clue who I was except one lady. So this dude, one dude was there who knew who I was. So there's a booth, you saw the picture I showed you. There's a booth right next to the DJ stand with like, that's for you. That's the VIP section.
Nice.
I was wearing a classic LL Bean.
The bean on.
I was wearing the bean and just.
So you were raved out.
I looked like a father. I was just drinking Coors Lights with my arms crossed. Like, what the fuck is going on here? But after they did that, this dude came up and asked for a picture. And then this black lady who clearly had no idea who I was like, can I get a picture? And I was like, yeah, of course. But I knew she didn't know, but she was from me to you. She like the booth. I was sitting on the booth, and she was on the other side of like a rope and just faced me the rest of the night and stared at me and was like, hey, can you let the DJs know it's Veterans Day? Can you have them shout out Veterans Day?
Okay.
And I was like, yeah.
Hell for yeah. Sure.
She was like, I'm a veteran. And I was like, oh, nice. And she was like, I took two bullets for this. She showed me two bullet wounds. And I was like, okay, great. Yeah, I'll tell them.
She just
faced me and danced with a guy grinding on her, just like looking at me. And she was like, I got shot twice for this country. And I was like, thank you.
What?
Yeah. She was like an older lady too.
Damn.
It was just one geese. Like, well, she wasn't a geese, but she was old.
Yeah, she wasn't. Yeah,
and she was old enough to have gotten shot in Iraq twice.
Damn, dude.
So she got shot probably in like 2003
and came back here and just put that ass on
and
someone
then it
on
just
the dance
like,
floor.
Putting the ass on someone, letting the British DJs know today's Veterans Day.
Yeah, dude.
Please shout out the troops right now.
Did they?
I didn't relay the message. I was like, I'm not going to interrupt you. They're like fucking doing the like.
Yeah, true.
I was gonna be like. The crazy lady in the front wants you guys to announce it's Veterans Day.
It's also not troop vibe.
Not troop vibe at all.
It's good vibes only.
It's 21-year-old girls dancing.
Yeah,
you don't want to be like, hey, remember our fallen.
True.
Like,